this and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Live from City Hall in New Rochelle, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents a brand new monthly program, Westchester County Economic Development Hour. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with my good friend, the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, and our great engineer, as always. Good to have you with us. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store, Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Yes, we are coming to you live from City Hall here in New Rochelle. New Rochelle, a vibrant city here with lots of great development coming your way. And we really look forward to the show each and every month. It's going to be the first Friday of every month right here on Westchester Talk Radio, and we hope you find this show very, very informative. And now I'm pleased to introduce our three guests for today. To my immediate left, we have the Development Commissioner for New Rochelle, Louise Aragon. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And to his left is Bob Young. He is with the Young Companies LLC, also based in New Rochelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to his left, we have Tony Hamill. He is the managing partner and CEO of ELD Properties, and that is also in New Rochelle. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, as we said, let's start with Louise here as the Development Commissioner here. Again, we talked about New Rochelle being a vibrant city here. Tell us about your role here and why we're here in New Rochelle today.
Absolutely. First, let me start by thanking the county executive for arranging this for us and for helping us tell the New Rochelle story to everyone. New Rochelle is really at a turning point right now. We have been working very hard to get to this stage, and this is a result of about 3.5 to 4 years worth of work to create one simple thing: certainty for developers. And that is what we have to offer today to the development community: certainty. How do we get there? First of all, we got there because of a fantastic city council, city manager, and mayor that have supported us to get to this point. In doing that, we took a step back and we looked at how to facilitate things, how to create that certainty. And what we did was we rezoned 300 acres of our downtown. In doing that, we created a method through which if developers stay within the parameters of this vision, we can guarantee to them, not 5 years, not 10 years until an approval takes place, but 90 days. And on average, developers have come to us to get projects approved, and they've been approved on average around 60 days. So we are able to do that because we work together with the community to put a plan that works together. And what you see in New Rochelle today is, first of all, we've always had location, location, location. We're 25 minutes from New York City. That's a fact. I'd love to take credit for that, but I can't. We are also going to be, by 2021, the municipality in Westchester connected to both Grand Central and Penn Station. So to me, that's Grand Central North. It's going to be right here in New Rochelle. So using all of these ingredients and the fact that nobody can really afford to live in New York City anymore. That's just a fact. And in order to satisfy the housing needs of New York City, the immediate surrounding municipalities need to offer that product. And we here in New Rochelle are hoping to be one of the first ones to create a true, diverse, safe downtown with easy access to New York City, easy access to services, but giving the quality of life that everyone is seeking.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for people coming in from the city who can't afford to live there, that would like to be close enough to the city, have access, you know, by the train, and be able to experience all the diversity and the fine things that the city offers, right?
Absolutely. But not only residents, also businesses.
Businesses.
So businesses that can now relocate from, say, Midtown Manhattan and be 25 minutes from Grand Central Station, paying a lot less in rent, and be able to provide a quality of life to their employees that far exceeds what they experience now.
Yeah. So, again, as Economic Development Commissioner, so you have the finger on the pulse of a lot of things that are coming down the pike here, all these future projects that come through your department, right?
No, absolutely. So we are very involved, but economic development really is a multi-pronged approach. It is not just about attracting developers to invest in the city, while that is, of course, very important, but what we've been working on, it's really rebranding our city. It's really recreating the vision of what our city is going to be. That is the only way that we can attract the millennials that we want to attract to come and live here, and also creating a place where empty nesters can, you know, have that phase of their lives in a walkable, safe, true transit-oriented development downtown.
Yeah. So basically, how are you defining who you are and what specific you're specifically your audience you're targeting, what you're looking at there as far as branding?
Our brand right now, we developed a new logo, and the way that we see New Rochelle is as a city that is ideally yours, the ideal city to start a family, the ideal city to start your business, the ideal city to raise your kids. So in doing that, we are trying to offer the product that entrepreneurs need. We're trying to give the assistance to entrepreneurs so they can start and really begin their lives here, begin their dreams here, with the support not only of government, but also in partnership with our many colleges in New Rochelle, where we can provide the support that these businesses need in order to succeed. So it is attracting young talent. It is by looking at innovative industries. We have embraced virtual reality, augmented reality, and molecular gastronomy as industries that we really want to focus on. And we have recently opened at our train station the first in the country live-work virtual reality space. So we're really trying to attract that segment of the population here. Not to forget also that, you know, I don't want to forget also that very important is the arts. To me, the arts are the true underpinning of any healthy economic development. Look at what happened in Williamsburg. Look at what happened in the Village, you know, when it first began. And it all started with the arts. So we created a cultural district here in New Rochelle. We have an amazing arts community, and we're trying to create venues so that all that becomes very transparent to folks coming to live here. One good example is that the RXR development that's happening on Main Street right now, you see that it was the first 28-story building to be recently built, has a 10,000-square-foot black box theater in it. And that is a theater that is for the community, for our artists.
Yeah. Well, again, so you say like the artistry is a major part of that branding. Are you looking for like millennials to come here to settle down also?
No, absolutely. It's millennials and empty nesters. But, you know, to be honest with you, every municipality wants those two groups. So in many ways, we are all competing for the same segment of the population. So the question becomes, once somebody makes the decision of not being in the five boroughs, where can they go? Right, so the choice then becomes, do they go to Long Island, do they cross the river into New Jersey, or they come toward, you know, Westchester. Once they make the decision of coming to Westchester, because honestly it's the easiest one from a transportation standpoint, then the question becomes, which municipality in Westchester is the correct municipality for them? And we're trying to make sure that we offer all the ingredients so that when they decide that they're coming in this direction, they can then make the clear choice that New Rochelle is the choice they want to make.
Yeah, they want to make sure it's the right place for them.
Correct.
All the things that they need here. Again, if you just tuned in, again, this is the debut of our brand new show monthly here on Westchester Talk Radio. This is the Westchester County Economic Development Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and right now we're talking with Louise Aragon, the Development Commissioner for New Rochelle. So again, lots of good projects coming online. Of course, we'll talk to your other guests as well as we go along. So we talked about branding, but specifically as far as like, again, the projects, again, the, there's a lot that are in development. Right. You want to leave them?
So we, when we began this process, we envisioned the construction of 12 million square feet of new construction downtown New Rochelle within that 300-acre boundary. At this point, and within those 12 million square feet, we had envisioned 6,370 new housing units. At this point, we have passed the 50% mark on the housing units. We had envisioned that this plan would be implemented in about 10 years. We're 3 years into it, and it's going much faster than we had projected. We have roughly within the boundaries of downtown 15 approved projects. Some are completed, some are under construction, and some are about to start construction to have all the approvals that they need. Here with us today, I have two of the developers from New Rochelle that have gone through that process. And these are very good examples. Bob Young's project on North Avenue, I firmly believe it's one of the most transformative projects in one of our gateways. Because it is changing completely the experience of entering our downtown. Kudos to him for staying firm and being sure to create those assemblages. And Tony Hamill, the work that Tony and his brother have done on Burling Lane, it is nothing short of miraculous. They have really taken a street, and they have completely changed that street. Not that they are under construction right now, but they have also completed two projects before that, and they're about to start another project, and they have another one on the drawing board, all on the same street. So it really is incredible, because what these folks are doing, together with everything else that we're doing, is really, as I had mentioned before, changing the DNA of a downtown, really transforming the way that you experience a true, healthy, walkable downtown that people of all ages can enjoy.
Well, as somebody who once lived in New Rochelle, I mean, I've seen a lot of great changes here in the city, and it continues to get better and better as you go down the line, right?
And absolutely. And there's so much more to do. As I said before, it's a multi-pronged approach. We're trying to now focus on creating the living experience. So we've attracted the investment. Developers are here. Developers are building. Now it's up to us to create that positive experience on the street. Right, so it's having events happening downtown, having nice coffee shops and good restaurants and bars and beer gardens and all of that. So now we are working together, actually, with all of the developers to create that sense of place.
You want to make New Rochelle not only a great place to work but a great place to live. You want that whole experience, right?
Absolutely, and it's actually, a lot of folks talk about live, work, and play.
Mm-hmm.
We here in New Rochelle see this differently. It's live, work, and grow.
And grow.
So that's really, we want people to be able to excel as residents of New Rochelle.
So in other words, like if you're a startup, let's say, starting from the bottom out, you grow as the city continues to grow, you're kind of going along with it, right?
Absolutely. And as your family grows and as you age, you'll be able to then maybe move from an apartment downtown to a house on the north end. And once your kids go to college, now you downsize, you can back downtown. So we want to provide the entire cycle.
Well, what about like with housing? Like we're talking housing, mixed-use development, affordable houses, luxury. What are you specifically looking at there?
All of the above, actually. So a healthy community is a mixed community. From a housing standpoint, the city requires a percent of affordable housing to be built together with all of these projects. It is important to us to satisfy the need of affordable housing in our city. And as a matter of fact, when new affordable housing is built, we have a pecking order of folks that are eligible for those units, starting with folks that might have been displaced by another construction site, the New Rochellians. There's a whole list that we go through to really serve the community that is, at the end of the day, a partner in all of this.
Yeah, I mean, like living in New Rochelle, I mean, if we look at New Rock City, how that's changed. I mean, they've had a lot of different developments there. It's attracting a lot of people, but you're looking beyond the scope of something like that, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, in order for this to succeed, all of downtown needs to succeed. This is not about one single project. It's about the vision, again, of creating a new downtown, a new experience. That's the only way that we'll succeed. New Rock, you know, some folks might say it's wonderful. Some folks might complain about it. But New Rock is a big piece of it. But it's not the reason for the success.
It does not define the city. It's just a small part of that, right?
Correct.
A small sample size of what you get.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, when it comes to economic growth, I mean, what makes expansion occur? I mean, what is actually the driving force for that in terms of economic development?
So expansion occurs when we are able to facilitate or to create a clear path for it to happen. And to go back what I first said, you know, what we did here in New Rochelle is creating certainty to developers. So when a developer comes to New Rochelle with a project based on the type of development, based on the square footage and all of that, we are able to tell them exactly what all the costs associated with that are going to be. And there are very few to no surprises as they go down that path. That is very good for developers because they know what the costs are up front, and they'll be able to finance the project as a whole without having all of a sudden this big cost at the end, you know, at some point later on in the project that then they can't finance. So it is through that certainty and through that partnership with the development community that we're able to really create that healthy and direct path toward growth and development.
You talk expansion. About that word, partnership. I mean, both have to work together, the potential developer and the city. They have to be in concert with one another in order for that project to go from point A to point B.
Absolutely. It is a true partnership from beginning to end. But it's not just a partnership between the developer and the city. It's a partnership between the developer, the city, and the community. That's very important.
Because it's a whole process from the time that they're bringing the project to you, they need to know the cost up front, and they have to go through all the steps for the zoning and the planning before that first thing goes into the ground there for the break ground.
No, absolutely. And just since you mentioned zoning, what we did was we created here downtown in Rochelle a different type of zoning that a lot of cities have begun to embrace, which is the form-based code. Which facilitates this entire process. And it's a zoning that doesn't necessarily focus too much on the use inside of the building. It's more concerned with the environment outside of the building. So the concern is how a person experiences the urban environment as they're going down the street. So it's the relationship between the human being and the building and the distances and the green buffers and all that. So that is all part of how we want to create a true urban environment that is healthy, that is transit-oriented development, that it's safe, an environment that is designed for the young and for the old.
So it sounds like the form-based code is what makes New Rochelle unique from other towns and cities in Westchester. It kind of sets it apart because it's much different.
Right. Other cities have embraced form-based coding sections, but we are the city that has done it at a larger scale.
It is. Just bigger than most others. That's, you just said, a larger scale than compared to some others that we have.
Right.
Yeah. And again, it's part of that process, you know, where the developers come in and they know the cost up front, and then you just kind of take them through the process where they go now step by step, right?
And they know the design parameters, so yes.
Yeah, because zoning, I mean, it can be very restrictive, right? I mean, in terms of how far they can zone.
Well, the form-based code is very specific as to what the development envelope is. And within that, there's quite a bit of flexibility. So they do know what the parameters are, how far they can get a site.
As far as knowledge-based employment, and is there structural problems with a knowledge-based economy that maybe you can share with us?
Knowledge-based economy. If you're talking about employment?
Yes.
Our big focus is to not only create jobs for New Rochellians, which is something that it's really important, but create careers. To me, there's a huge difference between creating jobs and careers. So what we've done is we created a first source center downtown New Rochelle, and we work in partnership with West Hab. And together with developers, we train New Rochellians for jobs, either construction jobs or in partnership with our businesses, we try to find placement for folks. So it's not only bringing folks and connecting them to businesses, but making sure they're ready to work. So all the way from how you dress for an interview, how you put your resume together, into what are the skills you need for a certain job. We are very focused on creating that path for New Rochellians. That is all funded through fees that the developers pay when they come to us.
Are we talking on the job training or even before on the job training? I mean, all that.
On job training.
On job training.
Yeah.
So that way they get the hands-on experience.
Right.
They learn and they grow, right?
That's right.
What you just said, of course, live, work, and grow. That's what you're aiming for here in New Rochelle, and that kind of job training helps in that growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a very big part of it there. So again, so you're looking to attract people coming from the city. It's businesses, millennials. And so your overall vision for New Rochelle as you go forward, let's say, in the next 5 years. I mean, is there a five-year plan? What specifically is down the pipe there?
Well, again, the overall envelope for within the next 5 to 10 years in New Rochelle is for the creation of 12 million new square feet of construction, and at this point, roughly 6,370 new housing units. That is going to create quite a new density in downtown New Rochelle that will help, make all of these things that we're talking about a reality, because now you're going to have the people that will support the businesses and that will attract new offices to come here. Now, a big challenge that we have here in New Rochelle is the creation of a daytime population. We have 80,000 people in our city, but at this point, we have more people commuting out than we have folks commuting into the city during the daytime. So part of all this is to create the stage for the inbound commute to increase dramatically.
Coming the other direction here.
Yeah, coming from the city, coming from Connecticut to New Rochelle to work.
Yeah, so you're really attracting not just the New York City crowd, but also those from Fairfield County that may be interested in coming here.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Are you seeing that happening? Is there a lot of interest?
There's a lot of interest. There's interest coming from Connecticut, but there's quite a bit of interest from New York City. We see quite a few businesses that are relocating up here for obvious reasons. And we also see a lot of the population that is being priced out of, say, Brooklyn, looking at New Rochelle as an option. And to be honest with you, in many, many instances, it's faster to get to Grand Central from New Rochelle than from Brooklyn.
That's true. It's much, much closer.
No, but you don't have to deal with the subway, so it's much, much faster.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, clean, safe transportation. I mean, that's just as important as building a business itself, trying to get from where you need to go to where your ultimate destination is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, the city continues to grow, continues to become more vibrant. Of course, we'll get more into the specifics with the types of development with your two other guests in just a moment here. So we got a couple minutes here left in this first segment. So when you look at the overall vibrancy of this city, I mean, it has come a long way since I lived here about 13 years ago. So you see, becoming more and more attractive, not only to millennials, but also potentially anybody that wants to start a business here, there are doors open for them, right?
Absolutely. New Rochelle is open to everyone. It is truly that, the meaning of all really means all here in New Rochelle. And we take great pride of being a diverse community. We welcome everyone, all walks of life, and the reason why people come to New Rochelle is because we are a diverse community. We are a community that belongs to everyone.
I mean, it's not just for the very well-off. I mean, we're talking middle class. I mean, all economic classes are welcome here, right?
Absolutely. A mixed community is a healthy community.
Yeah, and they all contribute equally to the success of the economy in New Rochelle.
Oh, certainly. And everyone is very involved. And New Rochelle is an amazing place. New Rochelle has a great pride in being here. I am a recent New Rochellian. I've only been here for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, it's so incredible to call New Rochelle my home.
You take a lot of pride in this city and see the way it has really transformed itself over the years and continues to be the case.
Absolutely. And we have so much more to do, so much more growth, and the many, many more changes down the line, always trying to create a city that is a city for the people of the city.
Yeah, and again, it's welcome to anybody. And again, there's just a lot of potential there. We have just about a minute left here. So again, we're talking with Luis Aragon, our first guest today. He is the Development Commissioner for New Rochelle. And if you just tuned in, the name of the show, our debut show, we're going to do this every month, every first Friday, is the Westchester Economic Development Hour. My name is Jim Cleefield. So Luis, so we got a lot coming up soon, a lot of great projects, and we're going to get more into the specifics in the second half of the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Well, we appreciate it. And stay with us here. Again, that's Luis Aragon. He's Development Commissioner. Coming up in the second half, we're going to be speaking with two more guests along with Luis. We'll have Bob Young of the Young Companies LLC of New Rochelle and Tony Hamill. He is also Managing Partner and CEO of ELD Properties, also in New Rochelle. This is the Westchester County Economic Development Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back for the second half in just a moment.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the second half of the Westchester County Economic Development Hour. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings today, and my good friend, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McKay, and as always, the extraordinary engineer he is. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. And yes, this is our debut show here, coming to you from City Hall in New Rochelle, a very vibrant city. Again, the Westchester County Economic Development Hour. Again, we're going to be doing this show every month, the first Friday of every month. And again, it's a show that we hope you find very informative. And again, we're going to be now joined by two other guests. We were talking earlier with Luis Aragon, the Development Commissioner, about what's going on with development to help make New Rochelle a much vibrant city. But now we're joined by two other guests. To his immediate left, we have, first of all, Bob Young. He is the founder of the Young Companies, LLC, founded that about 30 years ago. Hello, Bob. And also Tony Hamill. Again, he is managing partner and CEO with ELD Properties, also in New Rochelle. Gentlemen, good to have you with us here for this second half. And between the two of you, you have been in development for 35 years combined, 20 for you, Bob, 15 for you, Tony, right?
Yeah, just a little bit longer than that for us, but yes, and we've done a lot of our projects here in New Rochelle over those years.
I'm much younger than him, so I don't have that tenure. So only 15 years for me.
And still, that's but a
we
very.
We actually both
time.
Grew up in New Rochelle, close to each other. So we've been, you know, born and raised here, and started our business here.
Yeah. So you've seen the city continue to change, continue to transform itself. So you certainly can speak about development. But what made you get interested in development as a career? Both of you can answer that.
Well, actually, I had a long career. I joined the Air Force out of high school and did that whole process. Eventually, became an officer in the Air Force. I flew for TWA for many years, and just after the Gulf War, came back to New Rochelle. So somewhere about 91 is when we started developing in New Rochelle.
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
Tony?
I have a marketing background, but I always had an interest in real estate. And as I got older, I had some opportunities to actually transform it so that I can follow where my heart was, which was really real estate. And I have now I have an interest in marketing, so I just reversed it.
Well, let's get specifically now into the types of development that's coming online here in New Rochelle. And Bob, we'll start with you. What specifically are you working on of interest to our audience that they may want to know about that's coming up?
So we have an exciting new project on North Avenue. We've named it the Rockwell after Norman Rockwell, because Norman Rockwell actually had a studio and lived in New Rochelle for over 20 years. And actually close to where Tony is building now is where Rockwell Studios were. And we're building on North Avenue. We're taking roughly almost 2.5 acres, about 600, 700 feet of frontage along North Avenue, and really making a change to that section. It's very clear from coming down from the north end of New Rochelle as you pass by the Iona College and down to City Hall that the area needed to be transformed. And we were lucky enough over the last 12 years to assemble 12 parcels and really make a big impact on North Avenue there. So we have a project that has 114 apartments in various sizes, and we're taking just about 22,000 square feet of Class A retail to that section, and we're going to make a big impact on that section.
Tony?
Our focus is on what we like to call the Burling Triangle. It's an enclave of property that is defined by Burling Lane, North Avenue, and Memorial Highway. We've been able to acquire 18 parcels with plans to put up 5 buildings, 319 brand-new luxury apartment buildings with a portfolio that really has a different product for very specific different genres within it. We are trying to create a brand-new neighborhood right in the middle of downtown.
And as far as Bob, again, when we're talking about apartments, what are we looking at? A mixed use, affordable housing? What specifically are you looking
for? Right. We have the New Rochelle zoning and the way it's set up. We have market rate housing, and we have affordable units also. I think what we were really talking about earlier is that, here we assemble these 12 parcels, and Tony had 18 parcels. And we've been working on this for 12 years, but you have to understand the process, and maybe later you'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
Is that how that changes and how quickly from once the new zoning took effect to get the approvals for the project?
You know, we're building a portfolio. So within that portfolio, you're reaching very different, very diverse bunch of people. Every single one of our developments has an inclusion of affordable housing within it. But I think it's very important to note that, you know, especially because I come from a marketing background, before we actually build a building, I take a look at specifically who is the target audience. So what are those sociographics? What are the psychographics of that consumer? And those characteristics are taken into account in order to build each product. So when you take a look at it from a portfolio standpoint, I've got something for everybody. Neuro Studios, for example, is a building that has 21% of its actual space that's dedicated to the lifestyles and the living space and workspace of local artists. We wanted to make sure that we could literally have people within that community and that building in particular that could benefit the neighborhood. So we are literally commissioning these artists. Not only are we providing them with studio space in the basement, but we're commissioning them to actually create art that's going to be then put outside and exhibited throughout this neighborhood to enhance that neighborhood. And then you move up the scale in terms of the demographics, and then we're moving into a building called the Millennia. The Millennia is a 130,000 square foot, 110-unit amenity-rich building that's really extraordinary. It's got a 5,000 square foot atrium. It's going to have three 28-foot trees, a 24-foot waterfall, putting green, literally in the middle of the building with a glass dome. Extraordinary. And that's going to be primarily studios, ones, and sprinkled in some two-bedroom units. And then, you move up the ladder, and we have a building called the Grand that is coming. That's 70 units, primarily of one-bedroom units. These are very modern, contemporary, very high-tech building. And then when you move up the ladder once again, you're starting to move to these younger families, and that's where the Hamel comes in. We have two buildings that serve that target audience. These are very traditional design buildings, larger apartments, tons of crown molding in there, and they're just absolutely spectacular and a perfect place for the younger families to actually reside. So, and like I said, it goes for all of the different income levels, all the portfolio, and both market rate as well as affordable housing.
Yeah, as I talked with Louise in the first half of the show, that New Rochelle is certainly all-inclusive. All economic levels are welcome here, middle class, whether you're the wealthy, I mean, they're all welcome here. And also the fact that we talked about how the arts are a major part of the branding for this city as far as making it vibrant. Do you agree?
Well, absolutely, you know, because as the New York City market gets overheated and the prices are where they're at now, the best guess is, you know, for us is to have these new type of residents come up to the city and find the availability of fresh new apartments in a city that's really growing. It's going to be really vibrant with a lot going on.
As Louise also told me, too, I mean, a lot of people are being priced out of the housing market in New York City, and rightfully so. It's really growing exponentially, and a city like New Rochelle is a better alternative, close enough to the city without having the higher expenses of living in Manhattan, let's say.
Well, we like the old tagline that we're using for our development, which is, you know, part urban, part suburban, and we're trying to have a little more luxury type of building.
Yeah. And Tony?
You know, for us, you know, the arts to me, it really, the arts add character to a municipality and to a neighborhood. Devoid of it, it just becomes cold and sterile. So we really embrace, especially in our neighborhood that we're trying to create in that area on Burling Lane, it's a major gateway coming into the city. So I think it's very important that as soon as people come off of I-95 on Garden Street and they're, you know, welcome to this, you know, transit-oriented area, that they see the character that the city has to offer immediately. So we certainly embrace that and push it as much as we can.
Bob, when you started the Young Companies LLC close to those 30 years ago, what was your vision for your company? What did you see as this continued to grow along with the city?
So we're really local as local could be. Born and raised here. My wife from here also. My family's been raised here. We live here. You know, we have this little triangle. So, you know, it's home, work, office. But our vision for New Rochelle was always to take a section or a location and change it. I kind of say that, you know, we were developing here before development was cool.
You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's what I would say.
You know, and again, it's, you know, we've been in the trenches, and we really say that because Tony's been part of that.
I'd say cutting edge is another phrase.
Well, I think it was more the trenches.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the approval process was just intensive. And we had a groundbreaking ceremony day before yesterday. And, you know, one of the parts of my speech was, you know, was perseverance. In the definition of a developer is you have to have perseverance. And but now it's cool to be a developer here in New Rochelle. The approval process, thank you to, in great part, to Luis and his efforts. We talked about that at the groundbreaking ceremony. And, you know, the efforts of city council and really getting them to understand is that if we want to make an impact on North Avenue, or impact in the city and really change this for all of us is that we have to bring people here to live. And, you know, as much as, you know, the old timers here and a lot of our relatives that still live here, and they were always nervous about development because they wanted to bring the retail. But without having people living here, is it you can't attract that type of retail that we need. You know, I think that's a big part.
Yeah, anytime you start a new development, I mean, anywhere you go, let's face it, there always will be problems. There'll be concern. You know, you have the NIMBYs, the not in my backyard. How do you get around that kind of problem?
You know, back, you know, years ago, it was very difficult from when we did the Knickerbocker Press Building, which is on Webster Avenue. We took a dilapidated factory that was a 70,000 square foot factory with pigeons running through the building. And we created something there, and it took an approval process back then of probably over 6 months to get that approved. And it's a you know, we were able to save the building from demolition. It's an iconic building on the skyline of New Rochelle. It'll always be there. It's now on the historic register. Also, another project we did was down on the water in New Rochelle. And it was in part of George Latimer's old district, and George was always supportive of us. We took an old beach club that had burned down many years ago, and we were able to transform that into 15 lots of luxury housing. That is another iconic location in New Rochelle, but that project took over a year to get approved.
Yeah, because New Rochelle is a Sound Shore community. We should point that out.
Yeah. Again, another project that we did was up on North Avenue close to the high school, which we were able to bring Starbucks into as one of our tenants and really transform that college district and make improvements there. And it's a very vibrant location, and that's it.
Yeah, and again, it's all about attracting people, as we said, not only from New York City, but as Louise pointed out, people even from Connecticut who are interested want to come here, and those three words, live, work, and grow. And we have to emphasize that. Tony? I want to ask you, too, by the way, ELD Properties.
Sure.
When was that started?
We started ELD Properties about 15 years ago, and I think the question originally was, you know, why? Why New Rochelle and why here? Mm-hmm. For me, a lot of it had to do originally with emotional reasons because of the ties. My grandfather had bought his first house here, located literally at 32 Burling Lane. My mother was moved here with, from my grandfather when she was 7 years old. And when they all passed, I was in my marketing career and looking to do something different. And so I acquired all the assets of my grandparents, and then I tried to expand on it. And that's how I started getting into real estate in particular. I was always fond of the New Rochelle for a whole bunch of reasons. Yes, location is very important, but you have 8.5 miles worth of waterfront here in New Rochelle. I think that's completely overlooked. You've got these bones that are really spectacular. You know, the proximity of the train stations to us downtown, there is no disconnect to it. You really could walk to the train here. And that's something unique, even in Westchester, in very successful towns like, White Plains, for example. White Plains, there's a disconnect from that main street to that train station, and that's a challenge that they're facing right now to fix. You don't have that in New Rochelle. So I liked the proximity of where that property was. It's just, my grandfather picked a nice little spot for it, luckily. And being a marketer, I always looked at its proximity to that, proximity to Manhattan. And I always felt that, if this area, which was completely, in need of a facelift, I thought it had a lot of opportunity because of the transit-oriented development that we could put there. And that was well before, transit-oriented development was actually cool. But at that time, it was more of a belief. So we did. We went on a limb and we built the first building, and it worked. We built it during the Great Depression. Everyone thought we were crazy. We had to buy up three lots. When it worked, we immediately bought the properties next door and replicated the building. And I thought, honestly, at that point in time, I figured that would be the end. I've got a couple of buildings, and they're making a couple of dollars, so I'm good. And then Luis and his team went buck wild, and they completely rezoned the entire downtown, made development even more opportunistic for guys like us, where I could take the same land, and I can increase the density. I've got to follow some rules. They laid out the playbook in black and white for everybody, and instead of having this conflict that you would have to go back and forth with the town trying to get them to buy into your vision, we shared the same vision now all of a sudden. They created this on a macro level, their vision with some parameters. Guys like me and Bob Young, it made our lives a lot easier because we shared the same vision. We both understand that what's good for us is also good for the city and vice versa. We now get buildings approved in 90 days.
That's good. It was 6 months before that.
Yeah, it's 6 months. It took me 3 years to get the first
building.
3 years.
Three years.
And 12 for the other one. For a developer, that's a killer. And to have it done in 90 days is a game changer. And it's not an if bet anymore. It's a guarantee. So I'm very willing to put up my money right now in order to create these developments because I know I have the support of the city behind me. The city supports us, and we support the city. It's just an absolute perfect marriage. I don't do anything in any other municipality but New Rochelle. We've taken it from two buildings to literally five buildings. We've taken it from three properties to 18 properties. It's enabling us to really create something very unique that you will not see in any other municipality. It's very rare.
Well, we talked about perseverance. I'll bring in that other P word that I think you mentioned early on, pride. You take pride not only in the work that you do, but pride in your home city to make it a better place to live, work, and grow. I get that message too as well.
But very important to note for both of us is that the assemblage process and what we go through to do that, it's very difficult to assemble the amount of properties that we had.
Yeah, and again, as you said, like the way the development process has changed. I mean, as you said, it took only so much time, and now it seems to be a lot quicker than it used to be because, again, there's not quite as many hurdles as it once was.
Night and day. It's completely night and day. There is a process. They literally give you a book. And in this book, it has a whole process map. The whole process is laid out in black and the whole process is laid out in black and white. I know what my next step is going to be. I know what I could give the same book to my architects and engineers so that they have the basic guidelines of that's going to be approved by the city. So, you know, in the past, we didn't have that in black and white. So you would have a vision. You'd give it to your architect and engineer. They would come up with a game plan. You'd be pitching it to the planning departments, and it wasn't their vision whatsoever, so they would reject it. Then you'd have to go back, you wait another month or two, and have it redrawn, go back to them again, and then all of a sudden there's another little change, and you would have this football that would be passed around, paper football back and forth, and that just is a killer, absolute killer. And another key thing about it is that the banks are starting to understand the process. So when I go to the banks and I'm looking for, you know, a substantial amount of money for this investment, they're more comfortable with New Rochelle because they understand that, you know, that I'm going to get approved based on these parameters, and this is what I'm going to get back in exchange. That makes my life so much easier because the banks are familiar with the process, and that's unique.
And I mean, coming out of 10 years ago, out of the shadows of the recession, I mean, the economy is doing so much better than it was 10 years ago. And as you say, the banks, they're understanding more about the process, and if anything, being more of a help, right?
Back in 2010, when I was looking for financing on the first building, that was the part of the Great Recession. They all thought I was crazy. I mean, here you have two guys trying to build now, when everybody is running away from it. The banks at that point in time were so over leveraged and in trouble. They wanted nothing to do with it. It was very odd. And to sell them, we had to modify our game plan. We originally came in with a for-sale speculative sale project, and we immediately had to reverse position and move towards a rental property, which they felt a little bit more comfortable with. And it was probably the best thing for us, to be quite honest. They wouldn't lend us the amount of money that we wanted, and they certainly didn't want another for sale project. So it forced us to look at alternate means of construction, because I had to tighten the belt a little bit, figure out how to build the same quality product for less. And then we went from building for sale projects to rental projects. Now all my company does is build luxury housing and for rent. We keep every single building that we have. We self-manage them, and we build with utilizing particular construction methods that are faster and cheaper. And we would have probably never gone down that path had it not been 2010 and, you know, doing it through a tough recession.
But you've come a long way in the last 8 years. I mean, the building process continues to evolve. It always will.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as I said, what helps make New Rochelle be such a vibrant city is people like yourself who really are at the ground level. I mean, right on the front lines doing this. And I mean, they should appreciate the work that you both do.
I think they do. I think we all appreciate each other, which makes it great.
It certainly is. And Bob, again, that's pretty much what you would envision when you started your company close to 30 years ago, and you've seen things change.
Well, the same thing in New Rochelle when we first started. I don't know where Tony got the word plural, banks plural, because there was less than plural.
One bank?
There was a bank.
A bank.
Now
right.
or then?
Right. Back then.
Oh, back then?
Right. Yeah, it was a little difficult.
I got more no's than yes. I got one yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was always.
You have to get past the word no, but eventually they'll come around and say yes, right?
And you know, now it's a little easier because the projects are getting started and built, and banks are a little bit more easier to do to deal with. But also, you know, all of these projects throughout the year is just New Rochelle, but even you know, Westchester County and help with the county and whatnot for projects.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of that, and I want to bring Louisa back in, our first guest again. And we're speaking, by the way, we've been speaking with Louisa Aragon, Development Commissioner for New Rochelle. Also, Bob Young, who was founder of the Young Companies LLC. And to his left, Tony Hamill. Again, he's a managing partner and CEO with ELD Properties also in New Rochelle. And in the minutes that we have remaining, Louisa, we would be remiss if we didn't say that New Rochelle got a special honor from the state as well. Would you elaborate on that?
Oh, absolutely. We're so proud of it. And this was really a team effort. Not only the staff here in New Rochelle, all of the development team, but also a true partnership with the county executive and his team and with Empire State Development. And we made an application to Governor Cuomo for the Downtown Revitalization Initiative. And just a short while ago, it was announced that we were the recipients of a $10 million grant by the governor, and we are so extremely grateful because what it does, it's not just about the money. It's about the validation of all the work, everything that you're hearing about, the validation of the work that city government has done, that city council has done, that the developers have done, the community. It is all of us together working, you know, so hard to, again, change and reposition New Rochelle. And it's so incredibly rewarding to have the governor of our state recognize that and invest in our city.
And that's got to be extra motivation for all of you to continue to grow, to continue to build, because what the state had recognized you for.
There's nothing stopping us now.
Yeah, it continues to evolve. I mean, it's going to continue to expand, get better and better. And again, you'll be attracting more people, not only from the city, but also on up through Connecticut and beyond, perhaps.
That's right. We are, if you have a choice, New Rochelle is the right choice to be made. And it is clear to all of us. It's certainly clear to Bob and Tony. It is clear to me. And we want to make sure that everybody reaches the same conclusion.
Well, we learned quite a bit today of the work that's coming up. I mean, a lot of exciting changes are coming down the road. I think people should be very excited about it. And we want to thank you three gentlemen for joining us on our very first show. Made it a real success. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Louise. And to Bob and Tony.
Great. Thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. Again, we've been speaking with Louise Aragon, Development Commissioner for New Rochelle, Bob Young, founder of the Young Companies LLC, and Tony Hamill, again, Managing Partner and CEO with ELD Properties also in New Rochelle. Well, that'll do it for this opening session of the Westchester County Economic Development Hour. We really hope you enjoyed our first show. We've been coming to you live today from City Hall in New Rochelle, a real vibrant city. It's certainly come a long way since I lived here several years ago, and it continues to get better and better. And just a reminder, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Reverso Associates, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. On behalf of my entire team, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer, thank you so much, buddy. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thank you as well. Bridget Gibbons from Westchester County Office of Economic Development for all your help. And to you at home, our great audience, we thank you for your support as well. This has been the Westchester County Economic Development Hour, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next month. Shark Creative, get sold on hold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.